This is a daily prayer to the Holy Spirit. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen.
Amen. I love that prayer. And guys, I'd like to say one too that's a new favorite of mine. And if you would follow me with each line, this is our unity prayer. And we're going to pray this prayer over all of Atlanta, over this studio for total protection. And this is just a wonderful prayer. Many of you have already heard about it, the unity prayer. My adorable Jesus.
My adorable Jesus.
May our feet journey together.
May our feet journey together.
May our hands gather in unity.
May our hands gather in unity.
May our hearts beat in unison.
May our hearts beat in unison.
May our souls be in harmony.
May our souls be in harmony.
May our thoughts be as one.
May our thoughts be as one.
May our ears listen to the silence together.
May our ears listen to the silence together.
May our glances profoundly penetrate each other.
May our glances profoundly penetrate each other.
May our lips pray together.
May our lips pray together.
To gain mercy from the Eternal Father.
To gain mercy from the Eternal Father.
Amen.
Amen.
O Blessed Lady.
O Blessed Lady.
Spread the effect of grace.
Spread the effect of grace.
Of thy flame of love.
Of thy flame of love.
Over all of humanity.
Over all of humanity.
Amen.
Amen.
I love that prayer. So guys, as I said, we're broadcasting live for these 3 days, bringing you all amazing local guests for all of our 5 hours each day. And the number to call in is 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com and click the donate button. So thanks for being with us. Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest, thanks you. Thanks you for your support. Thanks you for your listenership. As many of you know, we had to cancel our spring pledge drive that was really kind of planned for March. We did so much work on that, coordinating about 45 guests, and 10 were priests, and lots of local hosts and promotion and logistics and volunteers to man the phones and everything. And after finding out that we had some concerns about the coronavirus, we had to shut it down. And that, of course, was a huge disappointment for us, but we knew it was the right thing to do. But since the station is sustained by these drives, it was imperative that we get back online and try to organize another pledge drive to catch up with the resources as soon as we could all sort of have a few people in the office. We're happy to be on the air live today to support the Quest and be part of this mission that works to save souls and to encourage people and to inspire people to love their faith. And just a reminder, the number to call us today is 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160, or go to the website to donate right now at thequestatlanta.com. And just so you know, if you've been listening to us all day, you know we have a volunteer in adoration right now. And someone is praying throughout the pledge drive every hour that we are on the air for the pledge drive in our little chapel. For all of you who are listening right now, whether you're in your car or you're on thequestatlanta.com, listening on Alexa, and of course they're all praying for the success of the drive as well, but they're praying for you. So if you've got a prayer request for us, call us and we'd be happy to take your prayer request. So Annie, what are our goals this hour?
That's a great question, guys. I didn't get to ask Carol what we're doing this hour. So. Okay,
I think we've got we want one station guardian. We want the same as last hour.
Okay, so then if we're doing that, then we want 3 monthly donors this hour.
Okay.
And actually, I was just looking to give an update, and we actually got 4 monthly donors last hour.
Oh,
so
wow.
So 4, that's awesome.
That's great. Thank you.
Because we got those 4, we got an extra $1,000 added to our total today.
Oh, that's awesome.
Exactly. So we're saying we want to do that this hour as well? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, we do.
All right.
And we'd love to have one station guardian too.
Ah, okay. there was a station guardian in the mix on that one. So
okay.
Yeah, so we're looking for one station guardian and we're looking for 3 monthly donors. And that way we can get our $1,000 match, yeah. Basically.
We'd also like to see about $1,600 in pledges additionally. So we got a big hour to accomplish, guys. We need your help and we know that you can help us make this happen.
Yeah, and I want to make a quick shout out to the folks from the 4 p.m. hour that I didn't get to say their name on air for thanking them personally for donating to us. And that was Ken P. and Paul M., who actually called back twice. He made 2 donations, guys. That's amazing.
That's awesome. Thank you.
And Chip F. and Daniel R., we thank you very much. They came in at the tail end of that hour. So we want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to them for that.
Yeah, I know. I heard that Chip is a good friend. Who was on as a guest? Dr. Alan Hunt.
I think
he's a good friend or admirer. So that was great.
Well, we know that the Holy Spirit is with us in the studio for these 3 days, and we're so excited to see what he does in our lives through his inspiration.
So our phone angels are ready to go. Call us now to make a pledge or issue a challenge. We actually had Robert and Carla, who are our hosts during the noon hour, and they issued a challenge for 33 calls to come in. They wanted 33 calls of any amount, and they would make a nice donation to the quest. And gosh, they got it, didn't they?
35.
That was awesome. That was awesome. So if anyone out there wants to call in and issue a challenge to your friends or your network or some group you're a member of, call in now. We'd be glad to do that. And our phone angels are ready to go. So let's have one of those challenges. The number is 470-508-1160 or online at thequestatlanta.com.
And if you're a business owner, you might want to become a business underwriter. So if you love The Quest, love Catholic Radio, and want to promote your business on air, you can call us for a special promotion during the pledge drive.
So, Daisy, you've been a volunteer with The Quest for about a year already, right?
Over a year.
Yeah. And God showed us how he comes through the day we met Daisy. So I'll share that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Let's see. So, but before we do, let's just talk about what a station guardian is. The guardians are leadership givers for us. And they're the ones who donate $100 per month. And this group is really the supporters that are our protectors of the mission at The Quest. So why don't you think about making The Quest part of your Catholic legacy with a leadership gift and become a station guardian with us.
And that's $100 recurring. And, you know, it's such a special thing. We also have monthly donors of $25 a month or dollar a day members, one-time gifts of $200 or more. Those are station guardians too. So please, think about this and give to The Quest because we have so many expenses and this is the only way that we get our money. We're all volunteers and we really need it.
Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about the gifts. You'll receive a Holy Family or Holy Spirit water font for any of the monthly donors of $25 a month, our Dollar a Day Club members, one-time gifts of $200 or more, and our station guardians. And they're really beautiful. You're going to want one. And additionally, our station guardians who contribute $100 a month or more are going to receive this beautiful rosary that really can't be found anywhere except on The Quest during this pledge drive. These rosaries are not only gorgeous, but they've been blessed by an actual piece of the cross of Jesus Christ and 2 favorite saints. So this is a rosary you won't want to miss out on. If you've been thinking about donating and you'd like to do it in a little bigger way, this is something you don't want to miss out on. And we're really excited to offer these rosaries while they last, but we only have 10, so donate early.
And here's the number to call in. It's 470-508-1160 to donate and go to The Quest and get one of these wonderful gifts at thequest.com or the app. You can donate on the app too.
Right. So, Daisy, back to you. We were ready to build an app. So this was the story of Daisy. We were ready to build an app for the Quest, and we needed resources with a marketing background, but also the bandwidth to lead the whole development. So we prayed in our chapel for God to bring us someone. And the very next day at our Wednesday Mass in the chapel, we noticed someone in adoration after Mass. And we introduced ourselves, and she told us her name was Daisy. And she had just left marketing, where she had been for a number of years with AT&T. And she stopped in to see her daughter, who works in the office next door to us. And so we started talking to her, and she told us she was in marketing and how she had some time. And so Carol and I looked at each other and thought, whoa, God is fast. We just asked him yesterday. So Daisy agreed to lead the development of the app for us, and our goal is to try to get it released by the Eucharistic Congress. And I think that gave us about, guys, what, 5 or 6 weeks?
40 days.
Oh, 40 days.
It was insane.
But who's counting? But Daisy made it happen along with the team, and we have gotten so many compliments about the app, even from other radio stations and Ave Maria and EWTN. Everybody loves it. So, Daisy, why don't you just take a few minutes and tell us some of the highlights of the app?
Absolutely. But first, let me give the number out again. It's 470-508-1160, or go to thequest.com or go to the app. So you can download the app on Google Play or the App Store for iPhone and search The Quest Atlanta, and then you'll find it and you can just download it. On the site, you see a design panel when you first open it up. And right now it talks about our fundraising drive that we have going on. But typically we have about 4 or 5 panels and we talk about different things. For example, recently we had the COVID-19 information that points to the Archdiocese information, our 8 a.m. Mass mentioned, because we've had Mass since the COVID situation every morning at 8 a.m. Sometimes we highlight a business sponsor, and all these panels rotate. They're all creative, and I've learned a lot on how to do that. Right under the panels, we have a Listen to the Quest, our live streaming button. So this is really helpful, because a lot of times we know AM stations, sometimes we don't have it later at night. Our station signal gets a little bit light. So this is a great way to hear. If you're at home, you can just hook it up to your Wi-Fi and connect to your Wi-Fi and play. Mm-hmm. Or you can go, if you're driving and you get outside of the area, you lose signal, you could turn it on your phone. Mm-hmm. Under that section, it's kind of like a button. We have our Facebook feed, and really Annie is our social media person, and every day she puts something wonderful on all our social media, and she does a great job with that. Then we have at the bottom the Donate Now button, because really that is the way we stay alive, and that is our lifeblood. So if you want to kind of work through the app, we have what we call the hamburger. Those are those three horizontal stripes on the upper left. And basically, they're three little stripes, buns and burger. When you touch it, our menu opens up, and it's got lots of items in the drop-down menu. I'll go through those and what they do. The Donate Now button is the first one, and you hit that, and you could do a one-time or a recurring donation. If you're moved by something that said, you could do a donation. You can make your donation about someone you love, about someone that needs prayer. And it goes right here to the station, and we do pray for them. And we have a chapel here, and we pray during Mass. We have prayer as the next button, and that provides resources, prayer podcasts, and an area to send in prayer requests. Next is programs on demand. And we have our national shows, we have our local shows, and even our spirit drives like this one. This drive's going to be on the air, will be up there soon for you to listen.
This morning's already there.
Oh, it's already there.
Oh, wow.
Gosh, you guys are getting fast. Then we have our schedule, which provides our daily schedule of all our programming. And that can also be downloaded via PDF, but not on the app. Headlines takes you to Atlanta, the Catholic News Agency. We have versions of that for USA and worldwide. And that's actually where I read about Rome and the closing of the churches when that started. The National Catholic Register is also there. An area that I'm really excited about is Spanish, and we have content in Spanish, 13 unique shows, live streaming, Catholic news, all of it there. And I'm really proud that we're able to speak to our Spanish speaking audience. We have a record testimonial option, a submit news column, which is for our event calendar, which is new and very exciting. So please submit events, share media. You could share photos or videos, and social takes us to our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter feeds. Contact us allows you to send us an email or contact us. And then the website takes you to the website. And we even have a sleep timer so you can set it up for 15 minutes and fall asleep to us in the air.
Gee, that was great, Daisy. What a good overview. Thanks for that. You and the team really did a great job, and people are loving that app. For all of you who are just joining us, I'm Steph Eich, and I'm here with Daisy Whiting and Annie Porter, our production manager, and we're hosting kind of a happy hour. This is happy hour time, guys. So if you want to take out your glass of wine and enjoy this pledge drive with us, we're okay with that. Daisy's been telling us about the Quest app, and Daisy also does some of our radio spots for us. So whether it's the prayer or that you do for us as listeners, the volunteering you do or your financial support, I just want you to know that your call in now matters to the Quest, and your contribution to the Quest in any way means a lot to us. It really matters. And today, as we're accepting pledges, we just want to tell you that gifts of any amount at all are gratefully and humbly accepted and appreciated.
So please call us at 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com.
And guys, it's time for a clip. So why don't you tell us about that clip?
I think this is going to be more to life, isn't it?
It is.
Okay, so Annie's got a clip ready for us, and this one, More to Life, is one of my favorites. It's heard Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning here on The Quest. Let's take a listen.
Joining us right now, John and Claire Grabowski. They are the authors of several books, including Raising Your Catholic Kids for Their Vocations. Hey, guys, welcome to More to Life.
Thanks, Greg. Good to be here.
We were talking about this whole idea of marriage being an instrument of healing, a sacrament of healing. John, talk to us a little bit about that. Yeah, how you know, because I think that a lot of times people think that marriage is all about just sort of accepting each other for who we are and leaving it at that, right?
Yes and no. even naturally, right? Committing yourself, putting yourself all in, helps us mature, and that's especially true for men. The traditional ways that men have graduated from Neverland are things like military service, entering religious life for priesthood, and marriage. I was 22 years old on our wedding day, and I was mature in some ways, but I was really not in others. But having a wife and three kids by the time I finished grad school, that helped me grow up.
Well, and Claire, I know that you have a son that got married fairly early. Did you see the same process in him, or is John just extra grace?
No, it's not just John. No, I definitely saw the process work in our oldest son when he got married, and now he's the father of our three grandchildren. And, you know, I must say, watching him serve his wife and family, leading them in prayer, when I look at him now, I have a hard time recognizing the teenager I knew 10 years ago. It is amazing.
I remember my mom saying, "How can you get married? You don't even know how to clean your room yet."
She did indeed.
So we've come a long way. Let's put it that way. But, I mean, the reality is, you know, that grace, there's something to the grace of the sacrament that helps, right, John?
Absolutely. The grace that we receive in marriage, but also in the other sacraments, baptism, reconciliation, Eucharist, that heals our nature. It doesn't erase it. It heals, perfects. That's why Pope Francis tells us that the Christian family is meant to be the nearest hospital, because that's where we encounter Christ, the great physician, who heals us and helps us grow.
But Claire, this isn't exactly what a lot of people do really think it is, that suddenly you partake in a sacrament, whether it's the sacrament of matrimony or the sacrament of the Eucharist or the sacrament of reconciliation, and poof, you're just perfect. Everything just works. So you get married and suddenly you're mature and you can clean your room. But it's not like that, is it?
Exactly. No. Exactly. We have to remember that the grace is not magic. you know, it's a gift from God, but we have to actively receive and cooperate with it through regular practices in our family, such as like praying together, asking forgiveness and going to reconciliation, serving together, giving witness to others, and just spending time together. We have to cooperate with the grace God has given us.
Excellent. John and Claire Grabowski, sure. Thank you so much for being with us today. And again, their book, Raising Catholic Kids for Their Vocations, terrific read. I hope you all pick it up. And guys, blessings to you and your family.
You've been listening to More Life, and that's with Greg and Lisa Popchak. And as I mentioned, that airs every day at 10 o'clock on the weekdays, and it's hugely popular. People in Atlanta really love it, the local listeners. They give really great advice. We were talking about that at noon today with some other people who are on with us. And I just like to share one little thing with you because I get lots of good tips from them. And if you listen to them at all, you know that Greg and Lisa Popchak really feel that making your family prayer life and your couple prayer life, making that really important and making that kind of as integrated into your life as brushing your teeth. And so they've got lots of great ideas to do that. And so one day they said, told us as I was listening on my way into the studio, that every morning they get up and before they even get out of bed, as soon as they wake up, they both look at each other and they begin to pray. And they just say a little short prayer together just to start their day in prayer. And it's just something simple like this. Thank you, God, for this new day together. Help me to be a good listener, the best husband I can be to Steph. I mean, see, I'm turning that around a little bit on my husband. And Jesus, help me to be the person you want me to be today. And then I pray too. So we've been doing that for about 6 months now, and obviously, we don't use those exact words, but you get the idea. And it's really been a beautiful habit. So thank you, More to Life.
And now, the number to call to give to our pledge drive, 470-508-1160, or go to Atlanta, thequestatlanta.com, and make a pledge and or donation now. And if you're donating in honor of someone on the air now or someone coming up, click on the button and share that, and we'll put it on the air.
Daisy, I think you've got a testimonial.
Yeah, my friend and neighbor, this came over to me, Mary Ellen McClellan from St. Peter Chanel. She says, I listen to the Quest radio station daily in my home and as I'm driving my car. The programming is amazing and plays a crucial part in my daily continuous learning of the Catholic Church. At the same time, listening to the Quest has helped me to rebuild my connection and relationship with God our Father. Isn't that beautiful? She's such a wonderful person.
That's beautiful. That was really nice. Thanks, Mary Ellen.
And I want to give a little update here before we go to break in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
We had a donation come in from Trish S. in New Albany, New York, and Ann R. in Marietta, Mike P. in Johns Creek, Bill F. in Lakeville, Minnesota, Jean M. in Roswell, and Jessica H. in Woodstock.
Oh,
so I
that's
think Daisy
awesome.
Knows who that is.
Yeah. Thank you. And I've recognized a few of those too. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And we're still looking for that one station guardian and 3 monthly donors for this hour, because we really want to ring that bell before the end of the hour.
Yes, we do. Don't we, Daisy?
Yes, please. I'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, that's really something. You know, Daisy's been trying to get me to talk a little bit about the chaplain. I guess I've been putting it off, but I will tell you a little part about the Yay. Mary statue. She said, please tell us about the Mary statue. So,
but before she does, the number to
the
dial,
number,
what is that number?
The number, 470-508-1160, like the radio station, 1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com. Okay, just click on that donate button. So I'm just wondering if we really have enough time or if I should just throw
it. Oh, please, just really, you know, abbreviate. Give us the Reader's Digest condensed version.
Okay. So we decided when we were going to build the chapel that Our Lady had to have an important presence here, and we really needed a special statue. And so we happened to find one Annie was part of that trip when we were in Hansville, and we found one at the Shrine of the Blessed Sacrament, and we fell in love with it. And so we said, we have to have a statue like this. And we realized that the eyes, the face was just mesmerizing.
Stunning.
Yeah, we had to have one like that. And we found out that Mother Angelica refused to buy statues from anyone but one particular company. And so we had to follow and track it down and figure out what company that was. And we found out that they make the statues in Colombia. So we worked with the company to order the statue. And they told us, you know, if you really care about how pretty and how beautiful the face is, you need to wait for someone that's very special who paints the faces. You have to wait a while for her because she has cancer and it's very painful. But she loves to paint Our Lady's face. And when she does, her pain goes away. And she mm-hmm. offers her pain during the day to the Blessed Mother. So we waited for her. And when our mother was ready, she was ready to go in shipping. And all of a sudden, everything broke out in Venezuela. And if you remember, that was 2 years ago. So there was so much chaos and looting and things happening in Colombia because lots of people were fleeing Venezuela and going into Colombia. So Colombia shut down for 6 days completely. The whole country was shut down. So we had to wait for Our Lady to get out, and they snuck her out on the last day, and on the sixth day. And they put her on a plane to Miami, and she spent the weekend in customs. And then she had to spend an extra day or two to be heavily x-rayed because, after all, she was coming from Colombia. And they never know what's inside those statues. So then she was sent to a distribution warehouse. And once she got to the distribution warehouse, the owner said, come and look at this warehouse. There is no room for her. And someone here at the studio said, well, it's not the first time Our Lady has heard there's no room for her. So, but it was a whole field full of flowers in this warehouse. And so it was just stunning to look everywhere. The whole place was filled. The whole floor was filled with flowers. And the manager there said, you can't bring her in here because I can't lose any of these flowers. If they go out in the Miami heat, if I put them outside, they'll be dead in minutes and I'll be liable. So the owner of the company that covers the statues or that sold us the statue offered to pay for any damage to any flowers, to move them out, to put Our Lady in. And so she spent the night in a field of flowers and then got on a long haul truck to come here. And when the long haul driver brought her into our parking lot, he was kind of shocked on a weekend to see all these people waiting for her to arrive.
Well, the thing I'm going to say about that is there's a book that I borrowed from Stephanie, and really our church is based on so many of these older statues that were found after being missing for years or even centuries. And mm-hmm. then someone found them and they put a church in that area. So kind of the yeah. same type of story. It's awesome.
I know. It is. So this driver pulls up and he sees all these people waiting and he wonders kind of what's the big deal with this shipment. So he finds out it's a statue of Our Lady and he's really intrigued. So he has to come in and watch us unbox everything. And then he falls in love with the statue. And he has to have his picture taken with it. And then he leaves with a bunch of Catholic books. Now, this guy is not Catholic. He leaves with a bunch of Catholic books from us. We load him up.
Of course.
And we can hear him. He's playing the Quest in his truck on the way out. So that was a good ending
That's
to that
neat.
Story. So we're happy to have Our Lady here. And she has been gracing us with her presence. We pray to her every day for the last 2 years. So that's a good ending. So it looks like we need to go to a break. Is that right, Annie?
That's right. But we got to give that number out again before we go to break,
yes,
guys.
Yes, we better do that. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com. Come on, y'all.
The Quest would like to wish a very happy birthday today to Father Patrick Langan.
Happy birthday!
Please join us in the gift of a birthday prayer for Father Patrick Langan from you, our listeners, as we say, God our Father, we give thanks to you for Father Patrick, whose birthday we celebrate today. We thank you for his devotion to you and the role he serves as a shepherd of the church. May he enjoy the beauty of your love today in many little ways. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Do you have a friend or family member who's seeking to grow in spirituality? Know someone who's fallen away from their faith? Why not invite them to listen to AM 1160 The Quest? We offer a wide variety of the most prominent voices on Catholic radio. Inviting a friend has never been easier. Now there are four great ways to listen to The Quest. On your radio at AM 1160, online at thequestatlanta.com, on your smart speaker, and on the Quest Atlanta app. Please invite a friend to listen to AM 1160 The Quest today.
I enjoy listening to Catholic radio because I always find myself edified through the prayer, the rosary, but also the great teaching. Catholic radio not only reaches the hearts of people, it also reaches into their homes. It transforms individuals, but it also renews marriages and families. That is at the heart of what it means to have Catholic culture. It's the greatest gift we can give to America.
To donate, go to thequestatlanta.com.
The Quest presents Mom Minutes with Cameron Frad from Among the Lilies.
I don't know about you, but I feel like before I had kids, I was going to be the best and greatest mom in the entire world. I had these dreams and these, I was going to do crafts with my kids. I was going to be patient all the time and never yell or scream or get frustrated. And then when I had a child, it was much different. I feel like the Lord handed me a really hard baby who was colicky and crying all the time. And I realized it was just a lot harder than I was expecting. I was recovering from a C-section and I just didn't know what to do. And so I had to rely on him that much more and pray like, okay, Lord, give me the grace. I don't know what this baby needs. Help me in this moment. So if that's you right now, just know you are not alone and turn to the Lord and ask for prayers, okay? Just ask, he's there, he wants to help.
For more homegrown wisdom, visit thequestatlanta.com.
Alpha Rug Expo is a family-owned and operated business specializing in carpet and hardwood floors. Alpha Rug Expo has served the Alpharetta, Cumming, and surrounding areas for over 20 years. Online at alpharug.com. The Quest thanks Alpha Rug Expo for their support.
Hey guys, this is Brian Finneran, former Atlanta Falcon from St. Benedict's, right here in Johns Creek, Georgia. And you're listening to Atlanta Catholic Radio, AM 1160, The Quest.
To the last hour of AM 1160, The Quest live programming pledge drive. I'm Daisy Whiting, and I'm joined with Steph Ike in the studio as host for The Quest Spring Pledge Drive, along with our fabulous production manager, Annie Porter.
Yay!
Thanks for your generosity. We are here now, 2 years old and growing. Your support and your prayers keep the station going, and you're listening today. Perhaps you want to make The Quest a special cause of yours. The phone number here is 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. Or go to thequestatlanta.com to donate now. Here is a spot to designate a donation in honor of someone. It can be read on the air. We also provide your first name and last initial of your or your parish, so your guests know who's calling or donating online. I mean, you could do this for graduates. You could do this for Father's Day. All kinds of things, really. We will help you get the word out.
That's right. And call in now and ask about the St. Gabriel Society. That's monthly donors who pledge $20 or more per month. A Mass is said once a month in our chapel for the intentions of our monthly sustainers. And we're able to have Mass again pretty soon. We're looking forward to those Wednesday Masses. Just before the shutdown, Bishop Ned came and said Mass just for all of those St. Gabriel Society monthly donors. So that was wonderful. And we have lots of great priests who sign up to have Mass with us or say Mass for us in the chapel each week. We can't wait for that to happen again. Guys, we really need Catholic radio now more than ever. Today, everything of faith and virtue is constantly under attack. We need a place that meets us in our car or on our Alexa or on our phone or a device that really restores that faith and it refreshes our spirit every day. We give thanks to God as The Quest for the chance to actually bring inspiring content to you with a dial or a click and just be part of that Catholic community with you. So please continue to share The Quest with your friends and your family. You're actually evangelizing by telling others about this station. And speaking of evangelizing, we have a special guest this segment. Father Michael Bremer from St. Bridget Catholic Church in Johns Creek is on the phone with us because he loves The Quest. How are you, Father?
Hey, I'm doing very well. How are y'all?
Good. Thanks for being with us.
Good. Thank you for having me.
Well, if you're a Father Bremer fan, now is the time to call and donate in his honor. That's right. Our call angels are here at 470-508-1160. 470-508-1160, or go to thequestatlanta.com and click that button for Father Bremer. Father, you know something. I'm a big fan of yours. We love your Facebook chats. How did they get started, the Facebook Live chats?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, those have been kind of a surprise. Like, I guess a lot of this stuff these days have kind of been a surprise, but, like, I never imagined myself doing, like, a Facebook Live post like that, but so I find myself just on a very personal level, just really, really missing my parishioners. I was really, mm-hmm. really missing my people. And I was thinking, like, okay, well, I really need to find ways to connect with them. Mm-hmm. And so I saw some other priests doing Facebook Lives, kind of like some check-ins and things like that. So I figured, you know, I should probably be doing the same thing. I really miss my parishioners. I want to kind of see how they're doing. And I'm sure they also want to know, like, how I'm doing. So it's kind of like a good way to kind of meet in the middle and, yeah, use technology for a good benefit.
Yeah, Father definitely has a big following. And you know Jack Tyson. Jack Tyson is here hosting a show with us on Tuesdays. And he said the other day that people are on Friday nights now cracking open a beer and they're spending time with you and they're being entertained and learning things from Father Michael. So I think that's totally cool. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of the topics you've been discussing and some of the problems of the world you might have been solving with Robbie Cotta and Paul Porter, two of our seminarians, who've also been on the Quest.
Yeah, that's right. And also their moms were on as well, right?
Yeah.
So that was a cool little segment they all did with that.
Right.
Yeah, so some of the problems we've been solving and, like, the good news, like, within the world, like, for example, Robbie found a fabric softener. And so he's been really enjoying that. We've also been trying to solve the problem of elevation changes, because Robbie was also talking about how he's been jogging a lot lately, but there's this big hill over near the church that he doesn't like to run in. So it's kind of just, like, simple stuff, like, uh-huh. where we could just kind of shoot the breeze with that kind of stuff. But, like, we also talked about a movie called The Hidden Life, which is about a conscientious objector in World War II. So kind of, like, heavy stuff like that. The other night, I kind of gave a little chat and kind of, like, a little catechesis about JP2's understanding of what, like, the theology of friendship is. So kind of like things all over the board, real life events, kind of like really down to earth events, high fluting theological types of things. So kind of all over the place, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, Father, you know, churches are just opening up. Have you had your first Mass yet?
Yeah, so here at St. Bridget, we've had three so far, and I've had two of them, two public Masses.
How did it go?
On one hand, it's fantastic. It's great to be back. But on the other hand, like, it's a little bit different. So that was kind of the experience we also had with confessions, right? Like, super grateful confessions could start up again, but we were doing them in the parking lot. So it's like some familiarity, but some mm-hmm. little bit of a difference. But similar thing with Mass. It's like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful to be seeing, you know, our crowd again, to see the parishioners. But at the same time, too, like, it's also a little bit strange, right? Having to see people wear masks. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a whole, like, a set of guidelines for receiving communion and, like, the way we go about doing that. So
at our church, they're doing it with appointments. Did you do appointments?
You mean for Mass?
Yeah.
No.
I think it's first come.
Yeah, so first come, first serve here at St. Bridget. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Well, guys, I want to give a little update here. So
good.
We've had quite a few more people call in or go online and donate. So we've had Dan L. from Knights Council 660. Nicole C. from Atlanta, Mona M. from Dublin, Ireland. That is the hardest way.
That's awesome.
I win the prize for the discount.
Maybe that's for Father Michael.
No, those are my friends.
Oh, are they?
Are they? Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Marie R. from Johns Creek, Lisa Y. from Woodstock, Janice C. and Stephen Vicky G.
Yay. All right. Yay. Thanks, Stephen Vicky.
A little goal update here. So we know we're looking for one station guardian and 3 monthly donors so that we can get $1,000 added to our total. We've got 1 monthly donor so far, so we're looking for 2 monthly donors and 1 station guardian still. So give us a call at 470.
And that's $20 a month is that giving level.
Yes.
Yeah. So 470-508-1160. TheQuestAtlanta.com is another option for giving. 470-508-1160.
Yeah, and let me just say, to be in the St. Gabriel Society, I think it's $20 or $25 a month. But for this goal, I think this goal is actually any monthly. Yeah, any monthly donor. So if you think about it, could you give $10 a month? Could you give $5 a month? Is that one Starbucks? I know my husband calls Starbucks $4, so that's
that's if you get the smallest one, I'd say.
Yeah, that's probably the tall, right? That's probably not even the venti anymore, but yeah. So,
and we do a mass every month for these folks.
That's right. So, Father, we know you've been a big supporter of the Quest, and you've been in the studio live with us before. Why do you think listeners should support the Quest? Why do you think it matters?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like what you were saying a little bit before. It kind of reminds me of Mark chapter 6, right? So it says, like, Jesus' disciples were, like, so busy they couldn't even eat. Mm-hmm. And so what Jesus does, he says, let's come away by ourselves and spend a little time with each other. And so it's like just like in the business of the day, like oftentimes our mind is like in a million different places. And so like to have that return back to the Lord, to have that, to that, like the center of our lives, like to have that spiritual nourishment is incredible, right? It's just unfathomable, like just how wonderful, like to take even just a little bit of time to saturate our souls with goodness, with good Catholic theology, with good Catholic like uplifting grace. It's incredibly important for our souls to tap back into that, just in the midst of just the craziness of life.
Right. Yeah, we were talking this morning about how the radio can be your constant companion in a time now where we have all these terrific tools, all this technology, but instead of making us closer, it kind of makes us more isolated.
Absolutely.
And yeah. And the Quest is unique in that not only is it great Catholic content, but it's creating community. I know St. Bridget is one church that has really rallied around the Quest, has lots of people involved, and it's all about community. I think we probably, if we've got 100 parishes or so in Atlanta, probably a fourth of them are already quite involved with us or more. And we're looking forward to getting to know all of those churches and having them be part of this. And we welcome anyone who's listening right now from other parishes that you want your parish to know about us. Invite us in and we'll do a pulpit talk, or we can come and talk to your RCIA group, or come and talk to your pastor about some of the things that we're doing. So we'd love to continue to get the word out there. But Father, we really appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us. You're so much fun. And I just got to ask you something. Did we ever resolve the issue of whether or not it's Chipotle or Chipotle and Aristotle and Aristotle? Or
No, I think it's still on the table, though. So let's keep thinking about it, and okay. We'll get an answer here soon.
Okay, see, that was
forever be Chipotle for me.
Okay, so. There you go. You got one vote right there. See, this is the fun stuff they talk about on this Facebook Live. It's kind of like the Seinfeld moments, you know?
Exactly. Not really sound about anything, but...
Right, but you do some great teaching, too. So thanks much for being on with us. We loved having you. Come on and see us in the studio.
Okay, that sounds good. Actually, you were talking about like doing the masses. I think I was one of those masses right before like public masses were suspended, so... Yeah, hopefully I can start that up with you all again.
Steph will be calling you, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, and thanks for showing the Quest coolers during your
koozies
episode. Yeah, koozies, yeah.
Yeah.
So thank you, Father. God bless you.
Yeah, you're welcome. God bless you all too. You take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you. And I have a question. Have you learned more about your faith by listening to The Quest over the past 2 years or even the past 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 days? If so, consider giving as a recurring monthly giver. 470-508-1160, thequestatlanta.com.
If this station has helped you, if you've been listening and you enjoy it, and even in small ways, if it's by making the Divine Mercy Chaplet a new habit for you at 3 o'clock, it's a beautiful rendition of the Divine Mercy. And that's one that we've developed on our own. And it's a great 7-minute prayer, and it is so powerful. But if that's become part of your new habit, we have lots of listeners who say that they set their alarm for that. Or if the quest has helped you sort out something in your heart, or maybe you're prayerfully considering calling now, could you be? Become part of this family and be a part of helping us do this important work.
Well, I'm sorry, guys, but I got to say, we got a little shout out for Father Michael, so hopefully he's still listening.
All right.
We got a shout out from Anna from St. Bridget's. Yay. Anna Tremonte, it sounds like.
Ah,
yeah, nice. She's shout out to Father Michael. So.
Oh, yay. I wonder if that's Annalise. Maybe. Okay, yeah.
It's a little hard to read, but it looks like Annalise. Yes, I think you are correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good.
So join the quest. That's what we're all about. 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com and give a pledge. We have people in adoration praying for the success of this drive, but we also have all of you that we're praying for out there. Prayer is such an important part of our mission. If you have something important in your heart right now and would like our team to pray for you, call us and we'll run that prayer into the chapel where we'll have a volunteer on their knees. Call us at 470-508-1160. We know Jesus is right next door in the chapel. Our Lady is there and the Holy Spirit is definitely in the studio. We would be happy to pray for you. Please consider it.
Guys, has the quest helped you in your daily life? Can you help us now? We are looking for one station guardian on this hour, and we've got about 5 more minutes. We're looking for 3 monthly donors. And Annie, what have we got? One so far?
We have 1 monthly donor, so we need 2 more.
We need 2 more, and we've got 5 minutes to go. We're trying to raise another, beyond that, at least another $1,600 this hour. And I'm not sure, we may be close. We may be over that. We got lots of good donations coming in, lots of one-time donations from so many wonderful people this hour. Just want to say thank you so much to all of you who've been donating.
And for all of you that want to help, we always need volunteers at AM 1160 The Quest. We need people to come help us at events. We need people to come help us stuff envelopes. We have opportunities to be part of parish outreach in each one of your parishes. So much to do. Give pulpit talks. If you speak Spanish, we do them in Spanish too. We are your Catholic radio station here in Atlanta, and every call helps us get closer to reaching our goal. 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com online.
Friends, you're helping by being part of the quest. You're helping repair family situations. You're helping mend relationships. You're helping marriages be more loving and be mended in many cases. You are stopping people thinking about suicide. You are stopping people who might be thinking about abortion and have changed their mind. There are a lot of ways that this Catholic program and programming is reaching out to people in big ways. We're changing lives. We're bringing souls back to Christ. And we are bringing Catholics back to the church. And 50% of our listeners are non-Catholic. That's a big number. And why is that? It's because this form of programming has become very comfortable for them to listen, and they're curious and they want to know more about our faith. And we have a lot of people who come into the studio or call us up or send a message on the info line and say, I've been listening to you for the last 6 months or the last year or since you first turned on the station, or I just found you 2 months ago, and I'm joining RCIA.
You know, think about it. You are bringing souls close to Christ by being part of the Quest family. That is our quest. What are you feeling? Are you feeling that the Holy Spirit may be asking you to be part of this mission? Call us now, 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160 or thequestatlanta.com.
If something's kind of tugging at your heart right now, maybe you are one of those monthly donors. We'd like you to think about that. We'd love to have you be part of the Quest family. If the Quest has inspired you to appreciate the richness of your Catholic faith, maybe you can pick up the phone right now. If you're a brand new listener or you're a longtime listener of Atlanta Catholic Radio, we're inviting you to call in right now, 470-508-1160. That's 470-508-1160. You have an incredible opportunity to be part of a mission that will bring souls home. Is there anything better? Could you do anything better than that?
I've got an update, guys.
All right.
So I want to make sure I get some of these names out there before the end of the hour here, because we've got about 2 minutes left. We've got Isabel F. from Brookhaven.
Oh,
J.H.
Isabel.
From Atlanta. Daisy D. from Alpharetta. James D. from Marietta. Mary Ellen M. from Roswell. And Ann I. from I'm not sure where yet, because it's not in there. So...
Guys, we have a Baptist giving.
Oh, that's awesome.
Woo-hoo!
That's awesome. Thank you to all of you. You are precious in God's eyes, and we thank you so much for what you're doing to help the Quest and be part of this Quest family. And Isabel, we love the picture. So thank you.
Oh, gosh, yes.
The divine mercy that's in the chaplet in honor of her mom and dad. So thank you to all of you for your support this hour. You are awesome. You're wonderful listeners. You are great to be on board with us. And we thank you, and we hope that God blesses you abundantly.
Listen in and tell a friend to give. That's 470-508-1160 or go to thequestatlanta.com. You can bring the Quest and the message of hope to so many out there. Thank you.
Thanks, y'all. May God bless you in big ways.
And be sure to tune in tomorrow when we'll be live again at 9 a.m. And we'll have a few more hours tomorrow and on Friday. So
that's right, 5 hours.
Yeah, if you want to check out the schedule, I think we've got it up online now. So you can go to thequestatlanta.com to see that. And don't forget, you can call them. We're going to keep counting them for this hour. So 470-508-1160. Or thequestatlanta.com.
And, you know, it's what is it, 9 to 10, 11 to 1, and 4 to 6. Tomorrow was today, and tomorrow and Friday. So you've got lots of opportunities.
All local.
Yeah. So thank you, guys. Thanks so much for your help this hour. And thanks for having fun with us.